We're learning over here Mishnah Ches, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Imukule parcha ka'achas mitachat tahara tamei. Don't we know that already? Isn't that self understood after all this time? Imukulei parcha ka'achas mitachat tahara tamei. Because I'm not going to the Rav. Kegayin habakule lavan betchila liyacha hesker hechlad nitar. He comes kulutar lav betchila. He comes originally as kulutar. Uliachar hesker hechlad. And after hesker hechlad. Yeah. Nitar, the im chazu by Rosh Eivor v'niskalu tahar, he's tahar, ki depruch la'el. V'imitoich tahara, what's going on over here? V'imitoich tahara zu.
We did this summer,
last. There's a mission here.
I understand, but this mission is continuation.
Okay, fine. So im b'kulai, im b'kulai parasu nechol d'rab. G'goyin habal kulava and b'tchila. Ulachar hesker hechlad nitar. He's tar. Dimchazu by Rosh Eivar v'niskalu tahar kedemish la'el. Dimchazu by Rosh Eivar v'niskalu tahar. Fine. Kedemish la'el. Because that we learned before that the chazara that was two mishnayos ago is that the gili of the Rosh Eivar b'soif is not significant. And the emitach tahara zu chazu v'niskalu.
According to the chacham.
Correct. Right, that was not Rav Meir and Nacham. Correct. Now, the im b'toch taru zu chazu niskasu v'asachas. Let's say b'toch taru zu chazu niskasu v'asachas. Let's say b'toch taru zu chazu v'niskasu v'asachas. Tame mishum pisyon. That was all going back the previous two mishnayos ago. V'haynu dekamar im parcha kulo kachas b'toch tahara tame. He's going to be tame. Kidi b'shur l'b'mas nisan del el. The im parcha kulo v'asachas nami tame. The im mitoch tahara zu chazu v'niskasu b'vasachas tame mishum pisyon v'hayinu dekamar im parcha kulay ka'achas mitoch tahara. Oh, so he's saying a new chiddush now. He's saying no. He's not saying no. It's not saying chiddush. Fine.
He had a
Chazur Barash Eivar Amalek,
right?
No, that's a Chiddush, because Chazur Barash Eivar, he's still
Tahar. Right, and now, from that point is where we start.
Wow, it's a Chiddush. So even though Chazur Barash Eivar, he's Tahar, but he's not Tahar Lagamre in order to say, no, he's Tahar, finally, sorry, he's Tahar. And now when it spreads from there to the rest of the body, so he's being Pareach Mitoch Tahara, the Chiddush is that it's called the Pricha. Because if it's not called the Chazara, so you would say nothing really happened then to this fellow. When we say Chazu b'Rosh Eivarim, so I always understood it to mean, it means it's like nothing really happened. So, Lamai now.
You have to say that Rosh Eivarim is only significant by Tchila. But from any point beyond then, right. You see that we pretty much ignore Rosh Eivarim.
Oh, but if you can ignore Rosh Eivarim, so when it's Chazu b'Rosh Eivarim, it's like nothing happened. So now when it becomes, again, there's a pisyon on the Rosh Eivarim, so that's not called a pisyon, because the Chazar was not a Chazar. If the Chazar is not called a Chazar to make him Tameh, we make believe he's still Kula Parach Lavan, so now when there's a pisyon in Nachamol, that's called a pisyon in Mitoich. That's not called a pisyon. If that's not called the pisyon, so he basically nothing ever happened, and nothing it was never changed, so he should remain tahar. But now he's saying no. For the chazara, it's called nothing. But when it nachamal, when it goes back, it's still going to be called a pisyon mitoich tahara. A pisyon mitoich tahara l'chol gufa makes him tamei.
So that's a
kiddush
to say.
Yeah, it is a kiddush to say. Because you would say manavshach, if it's not called a chazar, the guy is cool hafach lover, and now there's a chazar on the Rosh Eivar. So what would you say if not for the Mishnah? Oh, a chazar on the Rosh Eivarim. So he's no longer cool hafach lover. The fellow has a massive neg on his entire body. So therefore, he's not going to become tall. He has a baharis. We have to go look at the white hairs, the no white hairs. He's a muskar. He's at least a muskar. Because now there's a big baharis on his body. No, we don't say that. We say chazur rosh eivarim. It's like nothing ever happened. So what do you mean nothing ever happened? So I thought it meant it's like he's still in the matzav of kuloi hofach lavan. So if that's taka the case, and now there's a reversal, and the Rosh Eivarim once again are full with the Baharis, so we should say nothing really ever happened. So therefore, nothing changed. You were tar before, you're tar now. But we're saying no. Chol Zhuba Rosh Eivarim, you're going to maintain your status quo, you're going to be tar. But it's still called a Chol Zhuba. L'may nafkamina, that if now it will spread again and be recovered again, that will be considered a pisyon mitoich tahara. And a pisyon mitoich tahara is going to make you tame. So the im mitoich l'rav, the third on the rav, the im mitoich tahara chazru, mitoich tahara it was chazru. Mitoich the tahara, yeah, this tahara chazru mischazru v'asachas, tame mishan pisyon. Mitoch the tahara zu it's chazru v'nischas v'asachas. Tami mishum pisyoy behind the kamar v'im parcha kulo ka'achas. Mitoch tahara tami kid the parashinu b'mas nisan del el the im parcha kulo v'asachas nami tami. That we already know. K'moy parcha v'miksasay. That we already know. Now part of the vayta. Now okay, that's it. So im b'kulo parcha ka'achas mitoch tahara. Tommy, mitaycha toma tahar. Okay, so he's just coming to end. What is the chiddush over here that we already do? This is like basically, it's a too simplistic this statement. There has to be a chiddush, and he's telling us here what exactly the chiddush is. I'm sorry.
Let's read again the first part of the Mishnah, and then we'll do the...
I can't hear you so well. Maybe it's my hearing, or maybe it's the speaker. I can't hear you so well for some reason.
Okay. Can you hear me now better?
A little bit better. It's very low. It's very low. Is there air conditioning in the background?
No, I'm completely... No, I'm actually outdoors.
Maybe that's why. All right. Emukulai parach kachas... The air is not, you know, the quality of the air, like the vaccine. How does the vaccine, how does the disease spread? Different thicknesses of air have an effect on the spread of vital. Im kuloi paracha ka'achas. Gotta watch your back. Very dangerous world. I'm very scared. I'm really very scared. There are people that I know. I'm scared for them. I'm scared of the government.
You just be careful of the youngest or the middle. There are people there.
There are people who are trying to
kill me? Don't worry, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will take care of them. Don't worry.
How do you know that?
Don't worry.
We don't know anything.
I know.
We don't know what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be today.
So
what does it mean tahara? He's saying a chiddush, a nye type of tahara. And what's the tahara kigoin? Haba kulay lavan b'tchila. A person enters into a matzav kulay lavan b'tchila liachar hesker hechlet nitar. And he has hesker hechlet is nitar.
There was no reason to, or let's say, even after it went away.
The im chazu boy roshe ivarim v'niskalu tahar kiddi rishul el the im b'toich tahara zu, and from this tahara chazu v'niskas v'asachas tamei mishum pisyon v'hayim dekamar im parcha kulu kachas. That's what it means in the Mishnah. Im parcha kulu kachas v'techa tahara tamei. The imparcha kulvasachas nami tame. That we already know. That's too simplistic. There has to be a chiddush here, and the only way to make this mission into a chiddush, the Rav is saying, is to say that this case of the mission is continuing from the previous mission from at some capacity, at some point in time, where there was chazru b'rosh evarim gevaldik, chazru b'rosh evarim mistar, and now it's chayza. Now there's a reversal to mean a spashit b'chul gufay. Fine. Okay, Fine. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Let's say.
Let's go back to the first one on this before, because the answer is a completely different.
Okay, Hakdama. Hakdama says over here, Hareisha b'Mishnah Seinu Mashlima es HaMishnah Kodemes. This is the Hashlama. Umilamedes din haba kulay, umilamedes din. It's going to teach us the law regarding haba kulay lavan. He comes in white. He's white. V'niskalu b'roshay evarim. He comes in white, and v'niskalu by roshe evarim, and the roshe evarim are niskale. V'shuv parucha habeheres b'chol roshe hoivarim ka'achas. So behemshech hamishnah, like we said. So in that case, that's a tremendous chiddush. He's now going to become tamei, because when it's chazru by roshe evarim, the halacha of the lesh mishnah taught us that he is tahor. So now when it reverses and goes again and spreads along the Rosh Eivarim for the second time in that area, so now it's Parucha Mitoch Tahara. Parucha Mitoch Tahara is Tamei. Good, that concludes the Gemara Parsha. Behem Shecha Mishnah, Mevur Ma Bein Mitzor Muskal L'Mitzor Mukh. Ah, so now we're starting a Naya Sugya. Now we're about to start here a Naya Unfang. A Naya Sugya Unfang Mitzor Drin Mesech Tanagoy Perik Ches. A Naya Unfang. Vavuja fallen alle Menschen unten hier. Eins, zwei, drei. Raboisa. Eins, zwei, drei. Oyster gewählig.
Apparently, the first Israel asked you a question. My first Israel, picture Shalachara, Ainla Dinze, Shabasipa, Shum Shachas, Lippertain. And a pre and freedom of a tear shall act to cross of a Danish Lenin. Then have a cool love and Toma ain't have those Benham houses. Let me talk to my Esker. Let me talk to my Echlet.
Where are you reading from?
I'm just doing the egg of flesh and bacon.
Weiter?
Until the next.
Behem Shechamishn vor ma bein mitzvah mochel mitzvah muskel mitzvah mochel. Oh, now you're right. The Atvera Shalik Shur Shalachor ain ledin zer shab seifa shum shachas lepakenu. After we learned that when it comes to the din of Havakula Havaklovan, Okay, so he wants to say that once over here we said there's no chilik in when it's pareach, you have either a muskar or a muchlat, where the roshei evadim have diminished, and he's no longer a muchlat or a muskar. So there's no chilik how he became ois muchlat. So now we want to give an example of where there will be difference between these two cases. Fine. And what's the chilik?
Nevertheless, it's pareach min hatorah, and he's tamei. But let's speak about the difference between them.
So that right in the Mishnah, tor mitoch hesker potim min apriya, min aprima, min ateglachas, min atzipodim. There are four things. Mitoch hechlet, he is chayiv in bechulon, all of these things. V'zevzev mitamim bebiya. You see here, Tomei, you see this one we spoke about yesterday. That a person that is a muskar, he's an avatuma. And when he enters into an oil, koyhan marois, he's metame the whole oil inside. Let's see the Rav. The Rav over here says, the Rav, v'shtedon the Rav, potem in apriya, umin aprima, kolz man shu muskar, v'ilu tor b'toch hechlet, chaye b'priya, umin aprima, he's chayv in priya. What's priya? Priya means to rip his clothing. Wait, what's priya? What is priya? Priya, to cover his head? To let his hair grow long. He's obligated to let his hair grow long. Upriya means to rip his clothing. Calls man shu muchlat. Priya uprima begodav yu perumim. V'roisho ye perua. Perua with an ayin is to let his hair grow long. And with a mem, it is is Megad of Yipurumim is his clothing should be, how do you say in English? Rend?
Yeah.
Not rent. Rend. Should be rend. So therefore, we have over here part of the prayer. The prayer is called Manshu Muskam. Even though the prayer is called Manshu Muskam, the prayer is called Manshu Muskam. Okay, weiter.
It doesn't say over here that
Yehoshua a person who's a muskar does not do these things during the zman when he is a muskar. There's no long here, and there is no ripping the clothing. Whereas a person who's a mukhlat must engage in these activities during his stay in the mukhlat center. That's
not
what.
Not all of them. Rachas and Sipharim occur afterwards, don't they?
Afterwards, correct. And then afterwards, there are the there's tikalachas, yeah.
So it's only pre and prima.
No, but then yeah. It's going to be prima. That's when he's inside. When he is inside, he has to do prima. And then when he leaves, when it's over, he has to cut his hair and bring the birds.
Yeah.
But a person who's a muskar doesn't do any of these things. He doesn't have to let his hair grow long. He doesn't have to rip his clothing. And when he's released, he just goes home. You go home and you can watch the symptoms.
Wait, one second. I can't tell Ezra. Pre and prima takes place
in
when he when
mukhlat.
He's in.
Mukhlat, of course. When he
takes place when he's in. The
Muslim. Right.
Right. But so we don't know what the right. So we're still watching and waiting during Shavuot Rishon and Shavuot Shmini.
That's a muskar. He does nothing. When he's a muskar, he does zero. When he's a muskar, he does nothing. And if he grows white hair, then he becomes upgraded to a mukhlat. And when he's a mukhlat, he has to go do all these things.
So when he's a muskar, he just eats food and plays on his iPhone.
Right, correct.
Yep.
Correct. Unless you have an Android.
Yep.
Weiter.
But if he comes into a tent.
Oh, let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Next part of the next round, the Tam Bebiya, Imbo Elo Oil Nitmo Kol Asherwa. Both. That's Bishas Maisa. Both of them, when they are in a matzah of Muskar and Mukhlat, then Min Avatuma. They enter the oil, the Metam Boil. Look at the Mepharshim. Ikka Mepharshim. Priya Prima. Prima Hainu Shiyeh Kol Beged Mibigod of Kurua. Prima means all of his garments. Kurua Kera Tefach B'chol Echad Kedech Shekorin Almeis. All the garments. The whole Shad, there's an Avul, he writes Kriya Loyalenu on his shirt. He writes Kriya on the jacket. Does he have to do it on the shirt also? So a different Minhagim.
Right, every single layer. No, the Gemara in Harius also talks about if you start tearing from the bottom versus tearing from the top down. Also, I remember something to that.
Okay, right. The Priya Reparish Milas Priya. Nechlukur Abbasin Shalabi Alias, the Hainu Shinech Cyrus of Ligoidel, the Ervuvia Shloy Galchen. So, therefore, someone said with the words Priya means, it means that you let the hair grow long. Okay, Baruvia should be like a wild guy. Shalom Yigalchem, just don't, basically do no haircuts. Cancel.
Para Adam.
Vuya Para Adam. Ul Rabbi Akiva Hainu Lashain Gilui Shloyaniach Bereshoi Kumto Vis Sadura. Shtahainu Sudar Choshev. Do not wear black hats. Don't wear your Hamburg. Don't wear hammocks. So why taka do you see there people when they sit Shiva, they wear a hat? I once saw this by a person. He sat Shiva Badafka, he was machbet to wear his hat. Well, I guess because he's not a mitzvah. Only a mitzvah has a din of Priya. A mitzvah is not a kaddish here, but there's no din by a mitzvah that you have to have your head uncovered. He's saying, "Oh, you now want to go? Yeah, now to have your head covered with a dignified, according to one of people, with a dignified. That's not by a mitzvah. That's not by an ovel. Doesn't say anywhere by an ovel. An ovel has to have his head uncovered. Doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't say. So some people they think that it's a dignified way to be sit shiv for a parent, to give kavod to the parent. They have to sit shiv in a dignified way. There's something to that. You know where Ataka saw that there was a very chosh person who was nifter? It really, and that someone told me the same exact thing. I was shocked when he told this to me. And the Levi was online, it was televised online. And they showed the children, they showed one of the children, at least, or two of the children, we maspid, and it was televised, and they weren't wearing ties. And I was shocked, because from all people, this is a person who the Olam expects you to wear a tie. You could say whatever you want to say about this generation, this, that. You are not wearing the tie. What?
The tie, no? Wouldn't you have the rice free on the tie?
No. Why? It's not a garment.
Why not?
It's not. It's even the shirt, there are many places that see enough to rice kriya. First of all, it was before rice and kriya. It was during the funeral. They don't rice kriya yet. It was too early for that. It was too early for the funeral for that. It was during the funeral. Meis mutal lefanav. It wasn't yet. They didn't rice kriya yet. They were still giving his spadim. And he wasn't wearing a tie. So I thought about it. I was very, very surprised. I thought to myself, listen, you know, I wear a tie. Actually, someone, a shatran once said to me, I hear they say about you that you wear your Shabbos clothing the whole week.
You should tell them back that a Talmud Chacham is a Bechina from Shabbos. That's how what they taught me.
So I said, is that a comment or an insult? What are you trying to say about it? What does that mean? What does it mean? I wear my Shabbos. What does that mean? What is it? I'm a shlum. I really still don't understand what the person was trying to tell me. You're trying to give me Musa, trying to tell me, you know, the halacha, there's a chilik between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mechavdola, Hamavdol, and Kodesh Lachol, Chesnesh. But I saw this person, and I thought to myself, I don't understand. I kept it to myself. And then I met like a week later, and he said, you know who died? I said, yeah, I know, I watched the Levaya. And he said to me, could you imagine? They didn't wear a tie when at the Hespedin. My eyes popped out like, wow, you also picked that up? And you know this person is type of person that because this person is not the person you think. You know, you would think that the person was such a dignified person, and the person was involved in yoifi, mamish, devar mishal yoifi, and dignity. His children, he would raise his children to have that sensitivity, that when he dies, you should be maspid me in the bakavad away. I always wondered Tisha B'Av program. The Rabbanim, they come to speak on Tisha B'Av. How do they come dressed? So let's talk of one Rav now, a very distinguished Rav. He comes now with no tie. A very distinguished Rav. What kind of chutzpah? You come with no tie. What? Not from Lakewood. There's a Rav here that comes, doesn't wear a tie on Tisha B'Av. I think this year they have come with a tie. Why are you wearing a tie? You're a Rav. You represent the Torah. You're speaking to an Olam. It's after Chatzos. What is a bungalow colony here? You're online. You're being televised. What is this? What kind of nonsense is this? Cover that Torah. Cover that Tzibur. L'chavod HaMakom. L'chavod HaTorah. L'chavod Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael. There's so light in your eyes that you come here in your pajamas. I'm very surprised. Obviously, he disagrees. He disagrees. He's entitled to disagree. It's not a mandate that you have to wear a tie. I don't know yet on the airplanes that you have to wear a tie. I didn't hear that yet.
Finish your para Adam is either someone who doesn't get a haircut or someone who doesn't wear a black hat. Very interesting.
Vait, so Ben Apriya, so therefore over here it says the Shaniach Shavas of Lugal Bubarvuvia, Lugal Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Lashan, Gilishlo Yenich, Rosha Kumta, this Sudara, the Hainu Sudar Choshuv. Next, Minapriya Minapriya, Reisha Dikra Naka, the Sib Bimuchlat, Bigodov Yufrumim, Reisha Yafrua, Vyal Safam Yate, Vitamitam Yikri. You should let the talus go over his lips, and you should call out Tamitam Yikri, Kamahacha, the Mikula and Potter Hamuskim. All of these things, the Muskim is exempt, does not need to follow any of these things. Okay, the next page, what is it? That does Ikim Farshim. What is it? The next page, Zevizah. One more Ikim Farshim, Zelazah. Zelo ze metamabia, who are the interesting Shablinian Shiluach Michus Leir? Hamuk of Chema be Eretz. There's another thing the Mishnah left out. They both have to be sent out of the old city. The Ir Ho'atika, they must be Gorush. They have to be escorted out of the Ir Ho'atika because they are together. They're both mitzoroim. One is a sort of muskar, one is a muchlat. So there's an Isser Bia. There's an is the metame be'oyel and the avatuma, and they have to be let out. Okay, let's see the chart, and then we're gonna call it quits. Let's see the chart.
Let me ask you a question. Naaman, and the kids, they were mitzora muchlat, right?
I don't know. Mitzoraim. It says they were mitzoraim, so you don't have to say they were muchlat.
Right. I mean, they got sent out, so we don't know if they were.
Right. We don't know. Were they mitzora muchlatim or muskorim? Good question. It's a good question. What were they? Yeah, they were sent out, and they were the ones who brought about the salvation. They, it was a yirida letzarech aliyah. They took one for the team. They were mitzoraim, the bezionis, and yeah, look at them.
Down.
They saved the Klal Yisrael. What? Are you reading the Sakharia?
Why did he putting yourself in Sakana? Right? So someone needs a risky operation.
Well, anyway, you're going to die. So you might as well take the vaccine anyway.
Right. But then I think Rav Moshe asked that question also. He says, how can you learn a lesson from such people that I'm so right? Well, the question doesn't bother so much.
Grace mentioned Eichud make mistakes. Mistakes are not only for the Gedolei Hadar. Grace mentioned also make mistakes. Weiter, we are over here in the chart. Pricha b'kula b'heres Gedolei, b'heres Gedolei. Pricha b'kuloi. What's this nusach here? I never heard this nusach b'heres Gedolei. Who coined that expression? What does that mean? Mitoicha tohara.
No, Beharis Gedolei means from a Kula
Havach Lavan,
right?
And that retreat, a Kula Havach Lavan, where the Rosh Eivarim retreated, it was
right.
So he's calling that a new term I never heard before. A Nai Yisoid, a Nai Chiddush in the Welt, a Beharis Gedolei. Yeah, go try that on Avenue M and see who knows what you're talking about. A new term? What are you talking about? You're talking about what it says in the Mishnayis Behira? He's making up new terms? I go on Avenue, they say, I looked already through all the Rishonim and Acharonim and all the other editions and commentators, even the Yad Avraham of the article doesn't have such a term. The only place you saw such a term was in the Mishnah Behira, Mesech Negoim, Perichas, Mishnah Ches. You're making up, you can say much on that, you even know who he is. Those from the Acharon Shabi Acharonim. That's what they told me on Avenue M. La Dei Adim Leich. Melech El Yain. Okay, let's see over here. Pricha b'kula b'heres g'dayla. B'techa tahara. Yes, so it's parech b'techa tahara. What is that? Over here. Habokul lavan. He comes kula lavan. V'huskar v'huchlat. V'chazar v'nitar. V'niskalu boy. He became tar. Why? How did he become tar? He had two white hairs that disappeared. Or he was huskar for 2 weeks. So basically, he's kula havach lavan and he's tar. He can be tar for one of two reasons. Because 2 weeks passed, nothing happened. Or he was muskar because he had two white hairs. And two white hairs disappeared. Or the two white hairs, they were surrounded. They became black, they became this, that, or Gansa Maisa, and now he's no longer a Mukhlat. He's now Tor, but he still has a neg on his entire body. So now what do we do? But it's Galab Rosh Eivarim. Now, guess what? The Rosh Eivarim on his Skale. So now you would think that he is Tomei. No. Being that it's only Neskal Rosh Eivarim, the halach is that he's tar, because Gili of Rosh Eivarim is not enough to make the person tame. He's
Gili B'Sof.
It's Gili B'Sof. It's not enough. V'Neskal Rosh Eivarim, V'Oidoi Tar. Oh, I like that word. V'Oidoi. See, he adds that word, which is a very nice word, which makes a little bit more sense. He is Oidoi Tar. Okay, fine.
And now what happens? V'sheparcha hatzaras b'chulei kachas. And now the Rosh Eivar mitzchozav niskaseh. Can you imagine at a bris mila? The man goes, niskale o atore. Rabbi said, wait a minute. We have a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem over here. Niskase o atore.
Some guy in the
we have to try again. We have to try. I remember when he once came again with Chaim Lund, Rav Aaron Schachter was still healthy. And Rav Leizer Ginsburg came and he screamed out b'chol tokvai, Nisgale Hoatore. Rav Aaron Schachter looks like crazy. Out of your mind. And he gave him this look like sugar. And then guess what? A few weeks later passed, there's another bris, and Rav Leizer didn't come. And Rav Aaron Schachter, you suddenly hear him saying, Niskale Hoatore. COVID / COVID is contagious. He got it. The Rosh got it from Leizer. He got the kavod. It's kavod in the form of kavod is where it comes upon you. COVID with a cholam is where you're yearning for it. It's the active form. COVID means I want kavod. Kavod means kavod chachamim yincholam. When someone gives it to you, COVID. To be sheif, a sheifa.
What's the first name? Koyved Rosh.
Koyved. It's Koyved. This is Koyved. One is Koyved. One is Koyved. Koyved. All right, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter in the chart. Right, he comes in Hesker, and then he's a kule hafach lavan, and then he becomes tamei, and then it's v'niskala b'rosh ha'evar. The oidei tamei, he remains in that status. The shuv parchat saras b'chulei kachas. He's explaining very nicely. See, no one explained this so well. This box explaining what the second part of the Mishnah means. Umitoychat tomotar. He's giving you a very beautiful fatayich because he didn't say this over here in the Ikam of Farshim. He's the box is really giving you a very beautiful fatayich of what it means. It's unbelievable. What he's saying, this box is worth the price of the entire sefer. Because this box says the way it is. Habakul lavan. The person arrives is kul lavan. Vahuchlat b'ser lavan. He arrives kul lavan. Nachmal huchlat b'ser lavan abemichya. V'niskalu b'rosh eivanim. Now.
So now he's
Tomei. He remains Tomei. Tomei. He's still Tomei.
Right.
Because that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of you is that Niskalu Barosh Eivarim does not change your status quo.
Right.
Right. Now it spreads Nochamo. So now it's Pisyoin Mitoch Tomo. Oh, Pisyoin Mitoch Tomo. Now you become tar. Tar kedin perech mina tomei.
Yeah? Right.
Ha'havdelin bein mitzar muska l'mitzar mochlat. B'shas tomo. Patum mitzar muska patum idin priya ufrima. Umi al safam yate. V'tomei tomei. Oh, so he's eating more things. The mission didn't tell us this either. And that is you have to let the shmata go down to your lips. Okay, it says you have to take a shmata down to your lips. And you have to call out, Tomei Tomei Yikre.
Metanim. What does that practically mean? It means his shirt is torn, his head is grown wild, and he covers his mouth.
His head.
He wears a mask.
He covers his head all the way down to his lips.
Why does he have to cover his head?
It's a sign of a bushel chlima. It's a sign of the avia yoroik yorak b'fener halosi kolem. You don't want to show your face. You're embarrassed to show your face. It's a sign of busha. Metame be so therefore yatez v'al sofim yatez v'tomim yikra. Metame bebia metame bebia. If he enters into a room, adam v'kelim and nimtzayim ba'ima b'bayis. In other words, he's an avatuma. He is a father of tuma. He's like Kyle. He's the Tata from Superman. He's Metame as an Avatuma. Okay? Li Achar Shemitar.
And he's also sent out of here Mukachum.
And he said, oh, he doesn't say it over here. No, here's Potter. He's this is the Muska. He's allowed it. Right. He has to leave. He has to leave. Right, why does he say it over here? Why does he say it over here in the chart? Good gosh, I don't know. Liachar shenitar, potum and a tiglachas from shaving you and that's some superim. Mitzor mochlad chai be priya ufrima vi alsa some yatev tam the yikra mitam be via other the kelim and him some bevais. Why did the Mishnah also tell you to be able to ask to leave? I don't know. Chai be tiglachas of it's superim. It's chai in these two things. So it's chaz the Mishnah again nochamol in the venik. So it depends. What does that mean? It means that he was a mitzvi. He showed up for the very first time, and then he was released for one of two reasons. Either he maintained the status quo, being a muska for 2 weeks, nothing happened, or he was taka mochlat. But the simani tuma disappeared. The seir lavan disappeared, and now he's no longer a mochlat, but he's still tar. And then it's Chazru b'Rosh Eivarim. No big deal. He remains in the status quo. And then it reverses. And then it covers the Rosh Eivarim. Oh, that's called the Pisyon Mitoich Tahara. A Pisyon Mitoich Tahara is Tomei. Parcha Ka'achas Mitoich Atara Tomei. But let's say it's a Mitoich Tomahatum. What's that? That's where he comes in Kulohaf Achlovan. And he has two white hairs, or a Michya. So he's declared to be Tomei. He's a Tomei. And then it's Chazub Rosh Eivarim. He maintains the status quo. And then is reversal. Then it covers the Rosh Eivarim Nachal once again. So it's Parcha Mitoch Tumah. What?
The Haris Gedolah.
This is all called Haris Gedolah. As Parcha Mitoch Tumah. Tahar. Next halacha. So in this case, we see this taka no difference between Parcha Mitoch Tumah. When a person becomes Tahar, it doesn't matter how he became Tahar in this case, whether he became Tahar mitoch hechlit or he became Tahar mitoch muskar. The same halach applies. Chazur Rosh Eivarim and v'chazav v'nifrachu, he is going to be Tahar, there's no chilik. Once we're giving you an example where there is no chilik, we now have to compensate by giving you examples where there is a chilik between a muskar and a muchlat. Hatar mitoch hesker, he is part of an apriya. Now, it's a little bit strange, the language. Because the priya and the prima is what you do indoors before you potter. The only thing that's really no gay is the tiklachas and the tziporim. Hatar mitoch hesker. So he never had these albums. He was potter in a prima before, during the hesker. And now when he comes out of hesker, he's going to be examined at tiklachas and the tziporim. But let's say he's potter. Let's say he comes out of hechlit mitoch hechlit. Oh, chay bechula. And when he was in Zod, he had to do priya prima. He had another halacha. He has to take the garment, put it over his lips, and say Tami Tami Yikra. Both of them have to leave the ear ho'atika, or for that matter, any ear of Yisro that has a chaim around it. And zev zeh, both of them, when they come into an oil, they're metamim bebiya, they're metamim be'oil, like an avatoma, like a dead person, and like a tami mace, and it's metamim the entire oil. Gevaldik. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Tes. I have to stop here. I have to lie down for a few minutes over here. And then I have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of things I have to take care of.